It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today's Thursday, January 24th. I'm Jay Gabler. Jade is out ill today, but don't worry, we are still licensed to ill with some ill new tunes, including a surprise album from Weezer. Often we talk about new albums that are coming out this week, but this time we have so many new singles from forthcoming projects or even more surprise albums that have just dropped. That's really what we're going to be focusing on today. In our Twitter poll about what music you are hoping to hear on the podcast today, the former face of Rilo Kiley came up on top. If you're ready to party like a former child actor who's now an acclaimed singer-songwriter with a warm but wry vibe and a literary sensibility for storytelling, then crack a Red Bull and spike it with some Hennessy. Here's the driving new single from Jenny Lewis's album On the Line, which comes out March 22nd. What will Vampire Weekend sound like without departed founding member Rostam? He left the band, not departed like RIP. He's doing his own thing now. Oh, also, what does FOTB stand for? Both of those questions have now been answered, with the perpetually preppy indie rock darlings dropping the first two songs from their fourth studio album, which we now know will be named after a classic Steve Martin movie. One of the songs, 2021, features a Japanese synth sample from the 80s and Jenny Lewis repeatedly singing the word boy. Despite the energy drink she presumably brought to the session, it's a slow and moody number, unlike the band's other new song, which in classic Vampire Weekend fashion is apparently inspired by a dorm at Columbia University. Here's Harmony Hall. So many surprises today. One of them is two brand spanking new tracks from Florence and the Machine, who are, or should that be, who is, headlining Governor's Ball this spring. It's just a little something to keep fans excited as they clutch their tickets. One song is a lilting ballad called Haunted House. Another is a banger called Moderation. Keep this one in mind when you're making choices at festivals this summer, okay? You got me looking for validation. Passion's new. Want me to love you in moderation. Well, who'd you think you're talking to? Despite her hilariously acerbic social media presence, singer-songwriter Phoebe Bridgers actually plays pretty well with others. She recently joined with Julian Baker and Lucy Dacus in Boy Genius, and now she's pairing off with Mr. Bright Eyes, Connor Oberst. On The Late Show with Stephen Colbert Wednesday night, the duo debuted their new project known as Better Oblivion Community Center. If you liked the sound of their upbeat song Dylan Thomas, you'll be glad to know their entire debut album is out now. If you're like me, after this year's Academy Award nominations were announced, you sat down and watched Alfonso Cuarón's new movie Roma on Netflix, except you kept having to take breaks because of all the feelings. Well, it turns out Patti Smith, Laura Marling, Billie Eilish, and several more musicians also had a lot of feelings about the heartbreaking Mexican movie, and they've all contributed to an album-length compilation of music inspired by Roma, which BT Dubs actually has nothing to do with Rome. The full album will be out on February 8th, but you can hear Beck's contribution right now. It's a cover of Tarantula, a 1982 song by the British group Colourbox. I'm living, but I'm feeling numb. Can see it in my stare. Tarantula. I'm With Her are a collaboration among Americana singer-songwriters Sarah Watkins, Aoife O'Donovan, and Sarah Jarosz. They've been making music together for half a decade, and last year they dropped their debut LP, See You Around. They weren't lying, because here they are again! Call My Name is an entrancing track inspired by, depending on which member of the trio you ask, a figure walking away through the desert, a dichotomy within the self, hiding under a comforter and sweating, and the Shangri-La's song, Leader of the Pack. Ladies, start your engines.
Bead of sweat running down my neck. I can wipe it away, but I feel it yet. Pull the covers up tight and I didn't hear you crying when you called my name.
Maybe the British rock band Foals have been watching Marie Kondo, because they've announced that their next project will be called Everything Not Saved Will Be Lost. It's a two-album cycle with both parts coming out this year, and the first one landing on March 8th. Their new single from the album is called Exits, and while you're waiting for both the full double album and the next season of Game of Thrones, you can watch Isaac Hempstead Wright, a.k.a. Bran Stark, in a music video full of fire and ice. Winter is coming to a record store near you. So, Weezer. They're now a cover band. Happy Thursday to us all. Well, we have only ourselves to blame. All of us who contributed to making Africa Weezer's biggest hit since before the Walmart Hank Williams kid was even born. Weezer's next album of new music, called The Black Album, and hopefully not featuring a cover of 99 Problems, is still scheduled for March 1st. But in the meantime, the LA Rockers are keeping the 80s alive with a surprise new album of covers. The Teal album, which just dropped, has a cover showing the band in throwback outfits and features the band's slacker takes on classic MTV staples like A-ha's Take On Me, Michael Jackson's Billie Jean, and the Eurythmics' Sweet Dreams Are Made of This. They do dip into a few more decades, despite the fact that Teal wasn't quite as popular when the Turtles cut Happy Together or ELO did Mr. Blue Sky. The newest song they cover comes from 1999. Ready or not, here comes Weezer's version of TLC's No Scrubs.
A scrub is a guy that thinks he's fly and is also known as a buster. Always talking about what he wants and just sits on his broke ass. So, no, I don't want your number, no.
And that is today's music news, a roundup of just a few of the many new releases hitting your ears this week. I'm Jay Gabler. Our producer today is Anna Wagle. Please rate and review our podcast wherever you get podcasts. And Jade and I will be back on Monday with more music news headlines. Have a great weekend.
I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging up the passenger side of his best friend's ride. Trying to holler at me. Scrub checking me, but his game is kind of weak. And I know that he cannot approach me. Because I'm looking like class and he's looking like trash. Can't get with a deadbeat.